avoiding the sun. Presently he was thirsty, and then very thirsty. He continued to sit.
So where is everyone now? Simon is in his secret spot. Who knows why? Piggy thinks he's cracked or crazy, but I'm not so sure. He's the only one of the bunch who seems to understand that Ralph and Jack probably didn't see a beast. Ralph, Piggy, Sam, and Eric are back at the lagoon near the shelters. Jack is off with the other big kids, probably planning a hunt. And the little kids? It sounds like everyone's forgotten about them in all the chaos. Let's find out what happens next. Starting again near the top of page 133, where it says, "Far off along the beach."
Far off along the beach, Jack was standing before a small group of boys. He was looking brilliantly happy. "Hunting," he said. He sized them up. Each of them wore the remains of a black cap, and ages ago they had stood in two demure rows, and their voices had been the song of angels. "We'll hunt. I'm going to be chief." They nodded, and the crisis passed easily. "And then, about the beast." They moved, looked at the forest. "I say this, we aren't going to bother about the beast." He nodded at them. "We're going to forget the beast."
"That's right."
"Yes, forget the beast."
If Jack was astonished by their fervor, he did not show it.
"And another thing, we shan't dream so much down here. This is near the end of the island."
They agreed passionately out of the depths of their tormented private lives. "Now listen, we might go later to the Castle Rock, but now I'm going to get more of the biggins away from the conch and all that. We'll kill a pig and give a feast." He paused and went on more slowly. "And about the beast. When we kill, we'll leave some of the kill for it. Then it won't bother us, maybe." He stood up abruptly. "We'll go into the forest now and hunt." He turned and trotted away, and after a moment, they followed him obediently. They spread out, nervously in the forest. Almost at once, Jack found the dung and scattered roots that told of pig, and soon the track was fresh. Jack signaled the rest of the hunt to be quiet and went forward by himself. He was happy and wore the damp darkness of the forest like a